This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. Previewing the Lions and the Packers. College football, we'll get to that a little bit later on. Got some picks. Got Are You Going to Eat That scheduled for 12:30. But, all right, so look, this was sent to us via Twitter, and we looked it up and verified that Xavier McKinney, we have discussed how the Lions like to run trick plays. Ben Johnson likes to run trick plays. He gets asked about them on a regular basis, and he says things like, the well is deep. That was his term. The well is deep, right? So, yes. Now everybody thinks it's all wholesome football fun. Like at the end of the day, people call this offense fun to watch, but to me, it's just about scoring points. You hand it off 60 times and throw it 4 and score, 42 points, 49 points. I'm happy. Not everybody, some people want creativity and reverses and double reverse flea flickers and all
triple lindies.
Yeah, exactly. And we get that. We get our share of triple lindies, right?
We do.
All right. This is Xavier McKinney. He was asked about all the trick plays the Lions run, and this is the safety of the Packers. Here's what he said. Detroit tries to embarrass people?
I think you can look at that, and if you were just watching the Cowboys game, do I think the Lions are trying to embarrass the Cowboys? Yes, by way of embarrassing the officiating. I think is what they tried to. They were trying to make a statement in that game with all the plays involved with offensive linemen. They were trying to. It was a concerted effort, and I don't have a problem with it. Go ahead and do that. You're clowning on the Cowboys anyway. They didn't show up to play, so good. Take them out, and if you can throw it to an extra offensive tackle during the process, go ahead. The rest of the season, we've seen trick plays drawn up. We've seen them all. Now, are those trying to make fun of teams?
Embarrass them?
Embarrass teams? Or are those simply, they're placed to try to catch the defense off guard so you have an easy score? Like, it's up to the defense to go ahead and stop that. Because you know what's embarrassing? Calling one of those plays and it not even coming close to working.
Right.
Like, you call this double reverse and it gets hit for a 7-yard loss. That's embarrassing. Now, is it embarrassing as well if some safety sprints all the way up to the line of scrimmage and then leaves somebody that's wide open by 15, 20 yards? Yeah, it's embarrassing too. It's a risky run. But I don't think they go out there to try to embarrass. I think the plan is to try to score. And if it happens to embarrass you along the way, so be it. But that would be on you, not on the line.
As far as the Dallas game plan and trying to get the ball into the end zone in an offensive lineman's hands, I'm not convinced that wasn't just as much of an effort to embarrass the officials bring attention to how ridiculous what happened last year was in Dallas. But what would be an example of something you think you're trying to embarrass somebody? I mean, I guess it's taking deep shots up 4 touchdowns with a minute to go. And now, are they running the entire menu when a game is decided? Maybe they did that in the Dallas game. But I also don't think this is a repeated pattern. I feel like that might have been a one-off.
Well, the Dallas game was. But, I mean, they're running trick plays in every game. So, it's not again, I don't think you're trying to embarrass. I think you're trying to find a way to get an edge over a defense that might be showing tendencies where that trick play is going to work. You're trying to score. You're trying to win the game. But to your point, what is embarrassing or what's deliberately trying to embarrass somebody is exactly that. Being up by, you know, an insurmountable lead. You have an insurmountable lead. There's a minute left and you're still, if you're running a trick play at that point, then yes. You know, now maybe if we were to go back in time and look at some of the trick plays that were called, look at them when they were called. Did the Lions run a trick play when they were up by 30 points? Well, then you can make the argument they're trying to embarrass somebody.
Well,
or they're trying to have fun with it. Well, either way, it could be construed as not a good look, but I don't know if that was the case.
A little bit of this goes back to, so you're the defense. Your job is to stop it.
Yes.
And if you have a vulnerability that gets repeatedly exploited, is that on Ben Johnson to stop calling that play?
Well, is it like, you know, at what point do you call off the dogs, right? In baseball, you bring in a position player to pitch late in the game because your bullpen's exhausted and you need to get, unfortunately, if you need to get more than just three outs, it can be really a problem because teams don't want to say concede the game's over with. And then you've got a mismatch at the plate. Guy mashes the ball off of somebody who's throwing it 60 miles an hour over the heart of the plate because he's just trying to get outs. Some teams get upset by that, but other people just know it's the situation.
Yeah, and then the other thing I'll say somewhat in defense of Xavier McKinney, who again said that the Lions try and embarrass people, is if I'm in that locker room and I'm looking to well up some sort of extra motivation by making the Lions the bad guy, I guess go for it. You know, what? It's not as if, oh, he's in trouble now. He said the Lions trying to embarrass people. It's not, I don't think it's going to end up in the Lions locker room. Now, if Ben Johnson, if they do get up multiple touchdowns this weekend and Ben Johnson calls like three straight trick plays, all intended to burn Xavier McKinney.
Well, that's the other side of it, right? What if, Xavier McKinney just trying to goad the Lions into doing this?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to be running trick plays when it's a quagmire out there.
I doubt he's trying to goad him because I think that's one more thing you have to worry about as a defense. If you know the offensive play caller likes to do a bunch of different stuff, so it's more things on your plate as a defensive back, as a defensive end, whatever. You just got to keep your eyes peeled for anything, right? And I think that the embarrassing stuff is it's time and place. When Montgomery threw that touchdown pass last week against the Titans, it was the second quarter. So I don't care. At that point, you score 100 in the first half if you can because there's time left, you know, a whole half left after that. Now, if Ben Johnson calls that, they're up 49-14 and he calls a halfback pass, yeah, in the fourth quarter, then, yeah, that's kind of like, hey, you're running up the score here. No need for that.
Well, there'd be obvious plays that if something like that happens, we'd talk about that the following Monday and we would say, I don't know, but that was kind of, do you do that? I feel like we would have said something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like
I agree with you, Gator. I think that Ben Johnson is just calling plays to score touchdowns. It's hard to score touchdowns in this league. So every time the offense has the ball, their goal is to go down there and score a touchdown by any means necessary. Whether that's a fullback dive or you have the fullback throw it to Penei Sewell. You know, if it works, if the defense allows you to do it, they call it. I feel they do the same thing with the fourth down and the fake punts and fake field goals. They're just letting the defense dictate what we want to do. Hey, they're giving us the look. I'm going to take it.
Yep.
So
amen.
Yeah. That's the same thing with the offense, I think.
And if you look at like the best teams in the NFL, many of them are at the top of the touchdown percentage, red zone scoring touchdown percentage, which, you know, once you're in the red zone, getting points is imperative. And you want to be 100% in terms of getting points, but you really want touchdowns. And the Lions are top five, I think, in the league in touchdown percentage once they're in the red zone. I looked it up earlier this week. And a lot of really good teams are in the top the top of the league in touchdown percentage. And some of that stuff has happened. The pass to Goff, the David Montgomery pass, is completing drives.
And I think Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson are kind of ahead of their time a little bit here. Everyone sees these and like, oh, that's a trick play. We don't see that. If you watch around the league, man, the last couple of years, more and more teams are running quote-unquote trick plays. Last night, Joe Mixon threw a pass. He tried to throw a dart, too. It's not like he was trying to a wide-open guy. You know, he's hitting. They're having
he's
position
to throw
players
back to the quarterback,
throw back-shoulder throws. You know, you don't do that. You know. So I think, like, it's actually not as uncommon as it used to be, and I think you're going to see. The Lions just do it more than others, but I think it's around the league. This is part of the offense now.
I swear,
part of the offense.
We have seen more flea flickers in the last month than I think we've seen in the last couple of years combined. It just feels that way. I'm sure that's not the case, but
I think it is the case.
Games I've watched through Red Zone, it seems an awful lot like teams are just trying it.
I think they're dialing it up.
And nobody runs it with the success that the Lions.
And more teams are going for it on fourth down, too.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's for damn sure.
Let's go to Nolan in Rochester. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Nolan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
The one thing that bothered me the most, and going back to the Dallas game, is when the guy came out and said that the Lions were classless. To me, you know, I understand if there's 2 minutes, a minute left in the game, obviously knee it out if you have touchdowns or whatever. It's not close. But when there's 7 minutes left in the game, 10 minutes left in the game, I don't care if you're still running trick plays and running up the score. This is the NFL. If you can't stop the plays or stop the team, that's on you. Sucks to be you. This isn't, you know, this isn't 8U baseball or, you know, high school baseball where if you're up a few runs or touchdowns, you're just going to stop and kind of put in your backups, all that stuff. I totally look at it, run up the score. I don't care if you're up 80 points, 14 points, whatever it is. Run it up until they stop you. And once they start stopping you and, you know, you're comfortable with the lead, then albeit put in your backups. But, you know, it just frustrates me when, you know, people are saying that they're classless or trying to embarrass people. Stop them.
Thank you for the phone call, Nolan. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback. Xavier McKinney says the Lions call plays to embarrass people.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.